I was brought up in Sheffield, but not of high degree. My parents doted on me, they had no child but me. Then out I rode in pleasure, just as my fancy led. Then I was bound apprentice, and all my joys were fled. I did not like my master, he did not use me well. I made a resolution, not liking with him to dwell. One evening from my parents, and him I ran away. I steered my course to London, on an unhappy day. A very rich young lady from London met me there, and offered me great wages to serve her for a year. At last, with great persuasion, with her I did agree to go and live in Holland, which proved my destiny. I had not been in Holland passing half a year before my young mistress grew very fond of me. My gold and my silver, my house and my hand, if you'll consent to live with me, shall be at your command. I said, dear honoured lady, I cannot wed you both, for I have lately promised and made a solemn troth to wed none but Polly, your pretty chambermaid. Excuse me, my dear mistress, she has my heart betrayed. Then in angry humour from me, she didn't go away, resolved within herself to be revenged on of me. She was so perplexed in humour, she could not be my wife. She soon contrived a tragedy to take away my life. One day when we were talking in the garden, fine and gay, a viewing of the flowers that grow so fine and gay, the gold ring on her finger, as I was passing by, she slipped it into my pocket, and for it I must die. My mistress swore I'd robbed her, and I was quickly brought before a grave old justice to answer for my fault. Long time I pleaded innocent, but that would not avail. She swore point blank against me, and I was sent to jail. When the Tower Royal Assizes were drawing on apace, presently on me the judge did sentence cast. To the place of execution they brought me to a tree. And may God forgive my mistress, for she has wronged me.